WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, the world is going crazy, and nowhere more than in the media. This week alone, Whoopi Goldberg got suspended, Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN, quit. Both occurrences at first seemed a bit overblown to me, but as someone who worked in Holocaust organizations and is super sensitive to anything anti-Semitic, I first felt that Whoopi's misstatement saying that the Holocaust was, well, not racial, was confusing, if not ill-informed. Obviously wrong, a mistake, but her history and her choosing a Jewish name, no, just kidding about that part, would indicate to me that she needed to apologize. She did, and we should move on. Better use it as a learning, teaching moment. Then she was suspended for 2 weeks like a bad kid in school, which I didn't think was necessary. However, I listened to a very smart young man I follow who put the whole thing in historical context about Jews being treated as a race, not it being as simple as I thought. I can better see both sides now. She made a bad mistake, but she did have the head of the Anti-Defamation League on where I once worked. So I didn't see that, but I assume he further discussed the reality, the complexity, our people being targeted for elimination, put it in the proper perspective, and thereby negated her mistaken reference. Again, from lack of knowledge, not malice, but she's a feisty gal, and I just hope that the relationship between Jews and Black Americans, which needs to be close, is not further alienated. So I'm kind of on two minds of this. Anyway, it's a teachable moment for further discussion. As for Jeff Zucker, a not-so-pleasant guy who has always been a bit of an egomaniac, he neglected, since the pandemic, to say that he and a coworker have been having an affair. I guess it's been for 20 years, though, and most people knew about it. But they're both adults, divorced, oh, I don't know what's the problem. Well, he fired Chris Cuomo for being too close to his own brother. So I guess, for starters, hypocrite much? Karma wins. They didn't tell during the investigation about Chris. Well, at least for once the woman stays and the guy goes. And yet, a lot of people are attacking her. I don't know. That jerk, I'd like to say more, but I won't, Tucker Carlson, who's, as usual, making insane, irresponsible, ugly remarks. He continues at Faux News, no suspension, nothing there. Maybe they should look at him. God knows I can't. I want to slap that smirk off his silly face. He's dangerous. When it comes to things like vaccines, democracy, and now he's on Putin's side? Well, I guess so. The Russian TV thinks so and promotes him. Joe Rogan, a lightweight former comic with a big salary. At least he had some decency to kind of back off his anti-vax stand. He said he's not. He's just trying to expose different opinions. No. He made sort of an apology. But Spotify ran scared because they pay him $100 million. Yeah, big bucks. So now they're losing a few great patriotic singers and not even caring. I don't listen to it. I don't even know what the hell it is. I would never listen to Joe Rogan anyway. Come on, Fear Factor, are you kidding? Anyway, now an idiot like Susan Sarandon blasts cops as fascists after a moving funeral for two slain heroes in New York. What the... She's always been nuts. This is too much, really. Come on, ban her from Twitter, please. And now, the highlight of the whole thing. I see that Rudy, yeah, that one, was a guest on The Masked Singer. Are you kidding me? Did his hair dye leak too? What a joke he's become. At least Robin Thicke and Ken Jeong walked off in protest. Everything's falling apart. But I always tell you the truth, don't I? Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.